And joining us now on Mugs, our pleasure to bring in the general manager of Central Nebraska Public Power and Irrigation District, Devin Brundage. How you doing, Devin?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning, Corey.
Absolutely. By the way, Rick Windham said to say hi to you, so there you go.
Thank you. Tell Rick hi as well.
Yeah, he said he knew you and wanted me to pass along a hi to you, so there you go. So you had your board meeting, last one a couple of weeks ago, in fact, about 3 weeks ago by now, at Nebraska Land Bank in North Platte on June 5th. And kind of the headline coming out of it was approving three new policies, including a policy regarding contract delivery methods and a couple of related policies dealing with constituent interactions. So I'll let you touch on each of those and kind of, as I read it, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense here, but maybe you can kind of, as I like to say, dumb it down, make it more understandable for us in the, here in the general public. So starting with that CMAR contract.
I'll jump to the other two. Okay. Where our board is kind of working through a process of updating all of our policies, and so those constituent policies really are just kind of those, you know, every business has their blanket set of policies, and so these are really a couple policies our admin team worked on to just codify how we work with our constituents and making sure we're responsive to their needs and interacting in the best way possible. So those were just kind of boilerplate things. The CMAR contract policy comes about and kind of leads into maybe the bigger discussion about infrastructure projects that the district's working on and probably a couple of years ago, the legislature allowed public power and irrigation districts like us, public entities, to be able to use a different method to procure construction work. And so it's this, they call it construction manager at risk, that allows you to kind of partner with a construction management team as you're doing the engineering, so that your construction team and your engineering team can work together to save money and come up with the best possible solution. So this policy was something required by statutes for us to move forward with that, and in this case we're using it for a fairly significant project down by Elwood, Nebraska, to replace a siphon there that about 84 years old. This old steel siphon was installed in the 1930s and 40s, and it's about at the end of its life, and so we're looking at an improvement that will increase the capacity and the flexibility that transmits water from Johnson Lake to Elwood Lake into our E65 irrigation system down in the Smithfield-Bertrand-Loomis area.
Mm-hmm. So, as I understand it from what you said and what I read, then, so this is a state statute that you have to do this as a district and adopt a policy, and it says to allow preparation of requests for proposals and to set procedures to be used to pre-qualify design builders and construction managers. It's just kind of a way of saying that we trust these people to work on the project. Is that kind of a easy way to say it?
Yeah, and the legislature was thoughtful when they went through this process and said, you know, you'll qualify these folks, make sure that they're reputable, capable folks to be able to help you with this project. And so, yeah, the procedures that were created and that kind of behind the scenes of the policy. And I think we just issued the publication, basically requesting proposals from folks to come in and see if they can help us with this project.
Yeah, sounds like a real good thing. After the business portion of the meeting concluded, you went into your strategic planning working session, and this gives you a chance to discuss at length major topics regarding the district. What were some of those topics you discussed there?
Yeah, and we try to do this from time to time, and this session was really focused on this aging infrastructure question, and it's been kind of something that has really taken center stage with the district. The Kingsley Dam repair fix is kind of really in front of us right now. In about 21-22, we did some deep dive investigations after some rock moved around on the front of the dam, mm-hmm. and basically have discovered since the 1940s, once the dam was built, that there is probably a need to reface this dam in a way that is current with engineering construction practices today. Probably a little bit of inability to understand how much energy Kingsley Lake McConaughey would generate with the waves and the ice that would come and be hitting the dam. And so today we're looking at what is needed to make sure that this dam is ready to go for the next 100 years.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I live over in Ogallala, so I've gone over that dam many, many times over the years. And I did talk to somebody last year about that. That's a big deal. What's kind of the timing you're looking at to complete that refacing project?
So currently we are in the investigation phase of this, where the engineers are looking at the options for what kind of facing would withstand the energy, and in the process of doing the investigation, I think even our engineers, who are incredibly well versed in dam construction, have been surprised at the energy levels that are generated here, probably higher than any other lake in North America, to their understanding. And so really they are doing some really deep investigation into, you know, is big riprap rock, granite mm-hmm. rock from Wyoming the right answer? Is concrete or soil cements or other methods, would they withstand this better? So we're really exploring the options. And of course, each of those comes with a different price tag. And so today we're looking potentially at somewhere between $150 and $250 million to complete this project. So it's very significant for us, and that leads us into having the board sit down and say, you know, what's the right way to finance a project like this?
Mm-hmm. So at that board meeting also, you approved some other things, purchase of a 2010 Little Giant 6430 mobile drag line for $135,000 from Nardo Crawlers and Haulers in Pittston, PA.
Yeah, our maintenance crew is very diverse. We fix bridges, we fix canal banks, we use those cranes to lift electrical equipment in the substations. They are always looking for an opportunity to find a good used machine, and this one happened to pop up, and so we were mm-hmm. able to get that procured at a substantial savings.
Even if you have to go to tap into Pittston, PA, if it's the best deal, you're going there, right?
That's right. These machines work, and they work well for us. And so when we find an opportunity for a good buy, we're out there looking. So.
Absolutely. Irrigation and Water Services Manager Scott Dickey told the board that nearly 1,500 acre-feet of groundwater recharge occurred the past week, and this would have been obviously the end of May, beginning of June, using excess flows. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, the district has developed a lot of great partnerships with our NRD systems, the state of Nebraska, the Platte River Program. And so when there's opportunities, when there's excess flow in Platte, we have agreements. We can provide a service to take that water and put it in various facilities that will allow it to help recharge the aquifer. Mm-hmm. And that has benefited Nebraska greatly, working together collaboratively like this to make sure that production ag can continue in ways that you don't see maybe in Texas or western Kansas, able to really work together to make surface and groundwater compatible and better for Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, water was pumped into Elwood Reservoir and then diverted into three waterfowl production areas, Linder, Victor, and Johnson.
Yeah. Yes. Those facilities, again, working, they're used for irrigation. They're used for these groundwater recharge activities, worked well for environmental enhancement. So, again, win-win-win.
And then lastly, civil engineer Tyler Thulin reported that Lake McConaughey's elevation was at 3,235 feet that week. Are we have we gone down significantly since then, or what's the latest elevation that we have on that?
The lake has probably been dropping. The hot temperatures, irrigation demand had risen. Also, there's been release. The Fish and Wildlife Service has an allotment of water called the Environmental Account in Lake McConaughey. And they have released that this spring for river maintenance. They mm-hmm. use it to suppress vegetation growth. And so that's their water, and that's been flowing. And so the lake has dropped some, and I was hoping your weather report would talk about a good rain shower coming through the area.
We have an excellent chance, the next couple of days, but we'll see if it's the sprinkle or the thunderstorm that dumps a while, and we could use some more of that for sure. We've had some good recharge here in June, I know, so that helps. Probably the biggest thing people associate with you, CNN, PID, is that controlling irrigation out of Lake McConaughey. I mean, you've talked about other things, too, and the guys that I've had on here in the past couple of months, too. You deal with a lot. It's a lot more than that, but that's a big part of it, right?
Yeah, it is, and it is amazing what folks, we have a very talented staff that are able to really manage the water resources, making sure that water as it's flowing down to be delivered for irrigation or, in this case, the environmental releases, that it's, you know, generating hydropower through our system, providing recreational opportunities. Even it flows by Sutherland, cools Gerald Gentleman's station.
Yes.
Provides just an incredible array of benefits to the state and to people. Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing. It says here that your civil engineer reminded the board that 1,600 CFS, and that's what, cubic feet per second, I think is what that is. The current outflow releases are from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's environmental account for seed germination suppression along the Platte River. You're trying to suppress that.
Yeah, the program, the Platte River program, and actually Fish and Wildlife have these goals within the river to maintain habitat for endangered mm-hmm. species, and this is one of their uses to suppress the growth of vegetation.
Less vegetation so the water can flow more freely, right?
Yeah, and wide open so the trees don't encroach, as I understand. So.
All right. Well, Devin, thanks so much for calling in this morning and joining us. Always a pleasure to visit with whoever I get. Alex has picked three different people. I had Scott Dickey on, I think, the first time, but three different people, and enjoy talking to you. I know I was just looking at your board of directors and seeing that Tom Jasnock over Ogallala way was one of those, and I know Tom, known him for several years, too. So
we have a fabulous board.
Diverse, very diverse from all over the region. It is a big area, isn't it?
Yeah, and we need that from, you know, the engineering side, the power side, the water side, the irrigation side, the ag production side. Mm-hmm. It's great to have that diversity on the board.
So thanks, Devin. When's your next meeting?
This Friday would be a working session for us, and then I believe it's the first Monday in
the 7th?
July the 7th would be our next board meeting.
And where will that be?
It'll be in Holdridge, Nebraska, at our administrative offices there.
Okay. Do you have a link to so people can watch that, or do you archive the video and archive them?
We have our minutes are available. We don't have a video archive. But we always welcome folks to come and visit us. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to us anytime. Love to get you on a tour. If we have folks, we do tours during the summer.
Okay.
And, open invitation to anyone of your listeners that would like to see the district and understand the water and how it benefits Nebraska.
I know Alex is a good resource for you. He puts out the news releases, and you could email him, alinden@cnppid.com, and your office number is 308-995-3560. So that's what you, and then you got a good website with a lot of great information. You post the minutes online, I see too, so they can keep up the happenings. And again, Devin Brundage, the general manager of CNPPID, has been our guest today. And Devin, thanks so much for calling in. You have a great day and a great week. Okay,
thank you, Corey.
Okay, take care.